"Had any more ideas about our troll?" he asked, and her eyes darkened.
"Not really." She stared pensively at the dark, distant coastline. "We don't know what, if anything, he's up to."
"Yeah." He fumbled for his pipe, and she watched him pack and light it. "Look," he said finally, once the tobacco was drawing nicely, "let's go at it from a different angle. If he does decide to wipe us out, we're probably up shit creek without a paddle. On—" He broke off as she erupted into laughter. He watched her for a moment, then growled at her. "Okay, what's so funny this time?"
"Oh, I love that one. Up shit creek?"
She hugged her ribs and wailed.
Oh, how did we ever lose that one?"
"Woman, you have a biology-obsessed mind," he said sternly.
I know,"
she admitted cheerfully, gasping for breath and wiping tears of hilarity from her eyes. She tried to look apologetic, but he could see her lips repeating the words silently and resigned himself to hearing them come back to haunt him sometime soon.
"I'm sorry," she said finally, wiping her eyes one last time. "You were saying?"
"I was saying that instead of beating our brains out trying to figure out how he'll go about wiping us out, we should give some thought to what else he might do."
"But he's a troll, Dick,"
she protested, her manner much more subdued.
"They always kill humans. It's all they've ever done."
"Maybe, but this is the first time one's been entirely on his own."
"You're not suggesting he might plan on coexisting with us, are you?"
She tried to keep the incredulity out of her voice. "That would be the best possibility, but no, I don't expect it. Still, I can't help thinking that you're overlooking something, Mila."
"Like what?"